Attention all passengers. Attention all passengers. You are now aboard the airship. Landing gear is up, and we are ready to begin our journey. Please recline in your seats, relax, and grab a beverage. Our guest tonight is Mr. Tony DeLisio from Mechanism. The crew for this journey will be Mr. Sean Hensley, the engineer, Miss Rachel Evangelista, the co-host, and I'll be your pilot for the journey. I'm Roy. Tony, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, brother. How are you doing?
Doing wonderful.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm real glad to be here. Yeah. Thanks for having me on, you guys.
Thanks for calling, Tony.
Yeah, this is really good. So tell us a little bit about Mechanism. Where'd you guys start? Where'd it come from? Name? Just give us a little history here.
Well, I'd been playing up here in the music scene in the greater Seattle area for about 10 years, and grunge set in, and I'm kind of a metal guy, and so I went off on a, you know, nationwide search for the greener grass on the other side of the fence and moved all over the place, and most recently in Southern California down in San Diego, and I had just moved back up here, and this is about late 2007, and the lead vocalist and my fellow lead guitarist Ryan Renfield and I had just both moved back here from a similar walkabout, as it were. And we were trying to find each other on MySpace, and so we did.
MySpace. And we found each other.
Yeah, come on, we're pulling stuff out of the dark ages.
That sounds a little intimate. You found each other.
Yes. Yes. So as it turns out, we were both living in an area called Puyallup, which is actually a really beautiful area, It's way outside of Seattle, and where neither of us had really, you know, been hanging out previously. And he's like, yeah, dude, I'm living in Puyallup, lol. And I was like, no shit, I'm living in Puyallup too. So we proceeded to get together and hang out. And he's like, so what are you doing musically? And I was like, yeah, man, I'm kind of done with the whole thing. I've of course, been still playing guitar. And he's like, oh, that's really stupid. I got some buddies. Why don't you just come over to my place? I got a place we can jam and we'll get loud and rock out. And I went over and we jammed, and it was a blast. And, you know, there's just something to be said for the brotherhood in a room with some people cranking out some tunes that, you know, defies the or goes beyond the home studio and the recording thing and all that good stuff. And we shortly after that booked our first show. And, you know, then we had to come up with a band name. So we did the typical, everyone brings in their random napkins and whatever else they had scrawled their band ideas on. And I'm sure you guys realize how tough that is to come up with a cool band name that is not already taken. So,
oh no, we were do going it in down minutes.
A, you know, do you? Yeah. We had a little trouble. So we went down the list and down the list. And, you know, it's just got to be one of those things where everybody peeks up their head and goes, oh, hell yeah. And, as we were going down Ryan's list, he said Mechanism. We were all like, oh, dude, yes, that's killer.
Yeah,
because
that's a
we
name.
Wanted to be, we wanted to sound like a well-oiled machine, and we wanted to have a little bit of, you know, a little bit of an electronic edge to the music. We still wanted to for sure be a metal band, but that was really a perfect fit for the band name, and so off to the races we went.
Yeah, I like that. The little bit of electronic edge and listening to your music, and I've been listening to it a lot this last week. I really like how that's integrated into it and the technicality of it. And I think as someone who's fairly new to listening to metal, it's only been, you know, 2 or 3 years. Before that, I was like, oh, metal, no, the growling, I can't stand it and everything else. Then I finally started really listening to it, and it was like learning how to appreciate cognac. It's definitely something that you have to get into and understand a little bit. And then when I heard it acoustically, it was like listening to something out of the Middle Ages, you know, something that Mozart to me is the original metal person. I mean, he was banging his head while he was playing the piano and everybody thought he was having seizures. And that's kind of what it reminds me of. And then to add that other level to it is really, really nice. How's the crowd and how's the public responded to that?
To be honest with you, it's been humbling and mind blowing at the same time. I think we're up to about 20 people have gotten Mechanism tattoos now. And, you know, when you're just in a, essentially a local band playing around town, and people are willing to mark themselves with life with your for life with your band name. It's surreal, honestly, and you know, we can't even express how much we love all those people for doing that, and you know, to say the least, it's super encouraging and certainly fuels the fire for the beast that is Mechanism. So we've been consistently packing shows now for a few years. We do really well, and we owe that all to our fans. They really help us out, not only by showing up to the shows, but they help us promote the shows. They help get the word out. You know, the social media thing has been really, really great for us. So, and our fans have really embraced that. And of course, we use social media just as a medium to, you know, create visibility, as it were. But we're really all about interacting and having a genuine relationship with our fan base and getting to know them as people. We frequently, you know, ask for their input on what they'd like to hear songs about, the kind of things that they're interested in, you know, what album cover they like versus other ones. We really kind of try and do a full-blown interactive experience with our fan base, and it seems to be well-received, and honestly, we couldn't be happier.
Oh, cool. I wanted to ask, too, about, and this is something that even having a record label, I've seen and dealt with, and you definitely have a new one here. That'd be Groupies. I let Rachel listen to the music for the first time the other day, and her body kind of started moving and gyrating. And
Gyrating. Nice. Definitely like the music composition of it, and that's what kind of hit me first. Kind of have that same, that electronica sound to it. And that's, if I'm going to listen to a song, sometimes it's got to hit me right off the bat with something like that. And I was instantly attached, and it had so many different sounds. And I mean, it had like a Marilyn Manson kind of sound to it, and like Rob Zombie, and like, you know, the, you know, Shine Down or something like that. And
she just cut out. Can you guys still hear me?
Yep. We can still hear you. We got her still here.
Hello?
Did someone bump a button?
Can you hear us?
I can, yeah. She just was saying something about Marilyn Manson, and then I heard a little frisbee fly, and you guys were gone.
You know, that was probably the ghost of Marilyn Manson doing that. That's what that was.
Well, that was weird. I had hit a chat in Skype right when that happened, so I guess I won't Skype chat.
No, don't Skype chat anymore. In talking about your music and stuff, got a track I want to play here. In listening to everything, there's definitely a message, straightforward. And the track I'd like to play is Dear God. Can you tell us a little bit about that, inspiration behind that?
Well, Dear God is kind of about a topic that I think across the board as a band we all feel pretty strongly about. And that is that probably the, you know, greatest atrocities ever committed, which I believe is incorporated into the intro of the song, were done in the name of someone's God. So people strapping a bomb on themselves and going on a bus and blowing up the bus, or, you know, any other number of things, you know, the Spanish Inquisition, you know, the list goes on, as you know. So basically, I guess most of these religions, they kind of preach that it's supposed to all be about love and fellowship and brotherhood, but we don't see that a lot. We see a lot of people being judgmental and people being ultimately segregated. I think religion really is just a control mechanism that is used to divide us all so that we can easily be having petty bickering amongst ourselves and just be used as sheep to, you know, basically be led around any way somebody wants us to. So that's kind of the message behind the song Dear God.
Yeah, as Karl Marx put it, the opiate of the masses. So yeah, we're gonna jump right over and take a listen to that right now. You ready, Sean?
All right.
Here we go.
Ever committed were done in the name of someone's God. Dear God, man.
Dear God, we made it through that. I wasn't sure Rachel was going to make it through it. She had that gyration going again right after her horns came out.
My horns. No, it was absolutely amazing. I absolutely enjoyed it. It was great.
Thank you so much.
Perfect.
Yeah, that was rocking.
So we had a little chat the other day. I wanted to bring that up and where it went over the next 24 hours. I think we all kind of know what it's like being on the road, the shows and everything else and whatnot. But so, Tony, tell us what it's like to wake up sticky, broken, confused.
Well, unfortunately, I have a fair amount of experience with that. I should say fortunately, I don't know. It's definitely a lesson in chaos. You never know how you got sticky or why you're confused. And that's part of the beauty of the whole situation, I think.
And you're broke because you're a musician.
Yes, definitely.
And then this goes into the slug killing Tony, deviant monster.
Oh, no. Want to talk about that?
Oh, yeah. We got to hear about the slug incident. The slug incident.
So, well, this is just what a weird bastard I am. I'm out on the porch having a cigarette. It's nighttime, you know. And I tend to, like, pace if I'm on the phone or I'm smoking or I'm thinking or whatever. So I'm out there pacing around. I actually was trying to work out in my head some changes for this new tune I'm working on. And I'm all deep in thought with that. And lo and behold, a poor little slug was in the wrong place at the wrong time and squish right between my toes, which, first of all, is just fucking gross as hell. Yeah, I'm like, no! So then I was like, damn, that just kind of reminds me, man, you just never know when your number's going to be up. You never know when some giant dude smoking a cigarette is going to squash you. And I just was like, well, you know, one more reason to live life to the fullest over the last year or two. Unfortunately,
we have a caller. We have a caller coming in. That's what that obnoxious sound is.
Yeah, over the last couple of years, I've lost some close friends, and you know, may they all rest in peace or explore their new adventure off in another realm.
All right, caller, you're going to want to turn off your radio. You're on the air.
You still there with us, caller?
All right, I'm here.
Okay, what you got for Tony?
All right, hey, this is Gary from, we're pretty good friends, but anyway, I was just wondering what the motivation is. I've seen a lot of shows from Mechanism, and we've got some new material coming out, and I was just wondering what the motivation is behind these new tunes that they're doing.
Well, first off, hey, Gary, thanks for calling in, my brother. And Gary here is a very good friend of mine. He's actually one of my guitar students, and he also is one of the masterminds behind a really cool music promotion company up here called Something Metal. And those guys have shown us a whole lot of love and support. And so much love to you and Tina and Rick and Olga, all you guys. You guys rule. Just wanted to get that out of the way. The motivation for these next three songs, we got a fourth one pretty much, you know, worked out musically last night. As usual with Mechanism's music, we try and have some kind of message or story or some sort of something other than I went to the fridge and got up here. So one of our new songs is called A Better Way. That's basically about how fucked up the government is and the system and the lack of privacy that we have and how everybody's just blindly just going along with it and not seeming to give a shit, which is alarming, I think. And basically the message of the song is there's got to be a better way. There just has to, because whatever we're dealing with right now is just pretty lame. We've got another song called Nibiru that is about a guy named Zachariah Sitchin translated these Sumerian tablets. And it's a whole long story about how there's this alien race called the Anunnaki that came to Earth and actually, you know, genetically created us. We don't necessarily 100% believe that or anything, but it's definitely an interesting concept. And it's right up there with, you know, any number of the other random, potentially fictitious tales of the origin of humanity, as it were. And apparently the reason they came here is because their planet Nibiru, they had just completely screwed their environment and their planet up so bad that they had to go off someplace else, and they came to Earth basically to mine gold, supposedly to repair their planet. And that song's about all the people basically on Nibiru being fucked, as it were, which I know is kind of a weird subject matter, but that's how we roll around here in Mechanism. We're a bunch of weird guys. And then there's another song called Face the Truth that's kind of about, once again, kind of going back to the screwed up system and the situation we're in. That's a theme we've been working with quite a bit, because we as a band, much like many Americans, are frankly disgusted with a lot of the stuff that's gone on, especially since 9/11 and the Patriot Act, and the fact that the NSA is tuned into every single thing that we say and is archiving everything we say and do. And every time you walk down the street, you're being recognized and by 40 million cameras and ran through databases and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, as they, you know, America's supposed to be the land of the free. Well, anymore, we're kind of the land of the frickin' unwitting slave. And we think it's bullshit. And so,
We're not out to
particularly start a political movement, but we're at least going to vent and get that off our chest and share our perspective on all that with the world.
Tony, do I hear a Tony?
You bet, Gary. Thanks for calling in, brother. You're the man.
Yeah, not a problem, my friend. I love you, man.
Thanks, Gary.
Love you too, bro.
Yep. Thanks, Gary. So, Tony, do I hear a Tony DeLisio for President bumper sticker coming out soon?
Yeah, I don't think so. That's not a job.
Not feeling it, huh?
So you're going to do something with some meaning, not, I squished a slug.
No, I did get after my little post on Facebook the other day with my slug story. I had numerous requests to write a song about it, and I figure later on in my life, when I settle down a little bit and I put out a children's album, I'll have a little cautionary tale about don't be a slug or something. I don't know.
There you go. There you go.
Would be real curious as how that would go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to hear that one when it comes out. I want to be the first one to hear that one. So here in a minute, I want to crank up another tune of you guys. Is The Machine. Tell us a little bit about that.
The Machine is basically about how our bodies are really machines, and our what makes us who we are, our soul or our mind or our however you want to look at that, is really who we are. And as one of the lyrics says, we are pure energy inside of this machine. And I know that's probably a little deep for a metal band, but what the hell? We're not afraid to go there.
Hey, go deep. Deeper the better.
Hey, yeah, I don't mind at all. You know, and on some level, I don't mind going to a show and, you know, getting a college education while I'm at it, because they're not teaching us this stuff in school at all. We're going to cut out to that song in just a minute, and I just got reminded we've got some sponsors I need to mention. So I'd like to mention the Yellowstone Cellars and Winery here. Go down there on Friday and Saturday nights for some good music, open mics on Wednesdays, and Legendary Tattoo. You need some art, they're the place to be in Billings, Montana. And Adventure Whitewater, if you want to have some good times and get wet. So get together with some friends, get your lady, go out, get her wet, have fun, and spend a day. Yeah, my guys out there just
sounds
love
like
that
a blast.
One. So here we are with The Machine.
Activate the mechanism.
And we're back. What'd you guys think about that? Man.
That was awesome.
we were jamming so loud, my ass was vibrating in the chair.
Yeah, we had the headphones on. Headphones are cranked up. I need to turn those down, too, before I blow my eardrums out. We had the subs pounding. Yeah, a little bit of party.
Badass.
Yeah, that was really cool. I liked it.
Thanks very much.
Tony, I wanted to comment on what you were saying earlier about, I think you apologized for going deep with the meaning or the lyrics, and I just want to say, as a big metal fan myself, that's part of what I look for in a good band, and it takes a little talent, it takes a little ability to show that you think a few thoughts, and you might abstract what you're saying a little bit from the true subject, and that's I really dig that in music.
Yeah, I'm digging that too. And I mean, we've had a lot of conversations on Facebook and stuff, and they've gotten pretty deep and intellectual. But as far as the music goes, I want something that's going to stimulate all my senses, stimulate my brain, my body, everything.
Totally.
That's what really gets me going. I want to see it, hear it, feel it, think it. I want to touch the soul, and that's where it's getting.
I want to think it. I want to think about it. I want to think about it later. Like, what was that? Really?
I want to hear it again. That's the thing. I want to hear it again. When I want to hear it again, that's it. It's there. You know.
Well, thank you so much, you guys. I'm really glad that that you're digging the mech, and that's definitely part of what we're doing. Is we all want to express ourselves both musically and philosophically. And all three of these tracks you're playing tonight, all the lyrics were written by Ryan Renfield, our lead vocalist and my fellow lead guitar player, and he does a fantastic job. Another great thing about Ryan is he's incredibly consistent live. A lot of lead vocalists, as you guys probably know, you go to see a concert with some killer band and you're all stoked, and the singer screws the pooch, and that pretty much never happens with us. In fact, I'm very proud of the fact we represent our music extremely well live, at least I think so.
Well, I can't wait to get out there. We're going to be out there on the coast this probably around October, so come out and catch one of you guys' shows. But in the meantime, getting some stuff put together, what's the chances of getting you to come out here for a little tour, come across Montana, drop down into Wyoming?
Man, we're all for it. All my buddies that have been out there keep telling me that going to Montana is like going to Japan, and people really eat up the good original music, and we would love to give them a hot plate full of Mechanism.
Oh, we'd love you here. Yeah.
Especially Rachel. She is all giggles and smiles tonight. Man, what are you doing to her, dude? Come on.
It's funny, too, because I've never been like a huge fan of metal, but as the years have gone by and stuff, there's been a definite greater appreciation for it, and especially since hearing your music. So I'm digging it.
We're gonna be in the green room when we come out there.
We get we actually for some reason seem to kind of cross genres a little bit and have a lot of people say, you know, I don't really like that kind of music, but I like you guys, and that's always a huge compliment. And anymore it's so confusing. Metal has gotten to be so compartmentalized into so many of these different labels, and people are like, oh, you're a metal band, what kind of metal band? I'm like, we're just a metal band, dude. I don't know, we're certainly not deathcore or, you know, any of these other pseudonyms, and we actually appreciate, you know, things like melody, and, you know, we have harmonies both in our guitar playing and the vocals, and we try and you know, at least be musical about it. Sometimes it's sort of just like throwing spaghetti up against the wall and hoping for the best. We're trying to have at least a little bit more of a thought process going into putting this together.
Yeah, we were talking about it, Rachel and I, today, and we were throwing out some names and stuff, and we come up with, like, yeah, if Rammstein and Marilyn Manson and Rob Zombie and Trent Reznor all got together and raised a group of illegitimate children to play music, it would be Mechanism.
That is awesome. I'm going to have to I love that.
Exactly. Yeah,
I'm big fans of all of the above, so thank you very much. That's a huge compliment.
That's what I was trying to say earlier, but then I got cut out.
Yep, she lost her mic.
Yeah.
It wasn't her fault, though. She had a handle on it, had a good grip on it. It was firm. She was right in perfect position. It just died.
I was getting deep with it, you know.
Yeah. That's never really happened to her before. But
hey.
And so, yeah, on that note, where the hell do we go from here?
So, I'd like to talk about a couple shows coming up, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, I would love to hear about them, because I know you got a lot of your peeps from out there in the Tacoma area that are listening. We got a lot of people around here. Like to hear what's going on for you. You know, I would like to hear, how many shows do you guys play a year, do you think? And where are you playing at next? I know some of the venues you play at. I know I've been to Louis G's and been on stage there myself. Loved it. It's great. It's one of the best stage setups I've been on in a long time. Like the venue, you know, some of the other places you played I've been to. So where are you going next?
Actually, Louis G's is our next show, and that's next Saturday night, and we really love playing there. Louis's always treated the band really, really well. We have much love and respect for Louis and everything he does, not just for us, but for the entire Northwest music scene. And yes, his venue's incredible. And it's funny, because sometimes they'll be like, well, we're playing at Louis G's. And they're like, isn't that a pizza place? It's like, yeah, they serve pizza there, but you've ever been to a pizza place like this, bro?
They serve some killer music there, and you get pizza with it. That's what it is.
Yeah, they have one of the most phenomenal stage setups, sound systems, light shows. I mean, I compare Louis's light show to frickin' the end scene of Close Encounters with the giant UFO on top of the mountain.
Yeah, I've played there, I've photographed there, I've watched shows there, I've put on shows there, and there isn't any one single place that I enjoy being at more. And it's laid back. It's really laid back.
Yeah, it's really cool, and it's a place where people can go and bring their kids and then feel very safe. It's a very family-friendly environment.
Yeah, but how's the pizza?
The pizza is fantastic.
Do a white sauce with a glass of wine and then chase it down with some whiskey before the show. You're perfect. You're golden, man.
Yeah, it's delicious. Yeah, it's awesome. So we're playing there this coming Saturday night, next Saturday night, which is the 28th. So we're very excited about that. And after that, we're going to be over in Port Orchard, which is a little bit out of Seattle. At a place called The End Zone. That's happening July 12th. Then July 19th, we're at a place called the R&R Bar and Steakhouse. Very cool new place in Tacoma. And then we're July 26th, we're up in Flights at Everett, or Flights in Everett, I should say. And that's always a great place to play, too. It's kind of the Louis G's of the North End.
Yeah, we're going to have to work on next year, too. Last year, I had bands playing in Sturgis at the Easy Rider Saloon. They unfortunately lost one of their stages due to a hailstorm, so they're down to two stages instead of three. But we're working on some stuff, and come next year, we'll be throwing some bands back out that direction.
Damn, that must have been one hell of a hailstorm.
We get hailstorms out here, bro. I mean, stuff the size of softballs at times. We just had one come through here with golf ball-sized hailstones. Took out every roof in the entire community, every car. I mean, it demolished things. My truck got hit last year, and it done $12,000 damage in like 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
My Harley was parked safely underneath an awning that got destroyed, but the bike's cool.
That's
the
awesome.
Bitch made it through.
Yeah, that's the joy of a Harley. Those things are literally built like a tank, and that's why there's still Harleys rolling around from the 50s and shit, you know?
Oh, it's crazy. Mine's an 89, and I can actually get Pioneer plates for it now. It's considered a classic when I put it in bike shows.
That's awesome. Isn't that a trip that, you know, something from 89 is a classic?
And that's the newest thing I've ever owned. I always own stuff out of the 60s.
Wow.
But, yeah, so got shows coming up. What's this winter look like for you? Any big plans? Anything big going on? What's the biggest thing you've done?
Back to Louis G's. He does a thing every year called Dream Fest, which is a big local music celebration. And we were lucky to be one of the few bands chosen to play last year. And it was an absolutely fantastic experience. And as of the last time I talked to Louis, he told me we'd be playing this year. He just announced today that coming up this fall, I don't believe there's a date mentioned, but they're going to be doing Dream Fest at a place called Showware Center, which is a huge venue up in Kent, which is a little bit kind of in between Seattle and Tacoma, and Slayer is headlining. That's going to be badass, and we're pretty fucking stoked for that.
Just out of curiosity, because with our label, we're all about promoting other bands and stuff. Do you know any of the other bands are going to be playing at that?
I don't. I have bands I have suspicions that are going to be playing, but I don't want to throw anything out there and later be chastised for it. I can say that it will probably be the biggest and the best of the Northwest, as it has been every year. And I don't know how the hell we got into the whole thing, but, you know, I'm going to take it. Well,
that's pretty fucking obvious, dude. Jeez. I mean, I know you're humble, but come on.
Yeah, the bands that Louis books is generally, you know, Louis, you know, he's a great lover of music, but he really likes to work with bands that aren't too proud to get out there and hustle. He doesn't really want to waste any time on the guys that are going to sit around in their bathroom staring themselves in the mirror and go, God damn, you're cool. He wants to work with bands that are going to get out, work the streets, you know, get the word out. We're for sure part of that team. And there's definitely a select group of bands in the Northwest that, aside from being brilliant musicians and awesome people, are also amazing business people. They get things done. And as I'm sure all you guys know, that's not always the case.
Yeah, I think there's something really cool that happened, too, with bringing you on the show and all the followers you have in Washington. We've got some pretty strong connections in Washington ourselves. We've got a sister label out in Washington, actually have an office in Tacoma for 10 Star Records. But our method of promoting that we use there, and we use that here, you know, I'm promoting it. Rachel's promoting it on her page. You're promoting it on your page. The guys at Marisa Fish Records, they promoted it some. You know, my partner, Danielle Agnew, she's promoting them. MT Radio, they're promoting it. Our past guest on the show, they were promoting it because we all know that we got to promote each other's stuff. There's enough out there for everybody. There's enough to go around. There really is.
Absolutely. And we're all much stronger as a unified force than we are as individuals. There's no doubt about it. And there's no reason why we have to be at odds with each other. It's a beautiful thing when people come together and work for the greater good. And we're 100% all about that.
Well, with that, I'm going to jump into your next tune. And I'm not even sure I want to talk about it, because we're going to take it 180 degrees in the other direction from what you just stated, because you just went down the whole beautiful thing and love and all that. We're going to go with Prepare for War. And do it with love for everybody. Here
well,
we
there
go.
Is actually a love story behind this song, believe it or not.
Well, hell, let's hear it.
All right. Well, we here at Mechanism Industries are big supporters of the troops, not necessarily the federal government or what they're making the troops do, but we do realize that those people are out there literally putting their ass on the line to preserve our way of life. And we love those guys, and we support you all, and we thank you all, and truly, we really do. And a couple of years ago, I was talking to a couple of my buddies who'd just gotten back from Afghanistan. They're like, you know, what's pretty cool, Tony, is it doesn't matter what kind of music people like. When somebody's about to go into battle, they could be into sappy country or polka music or rap, or doesn't matter what it is. If they're about to go out and kick ass and take names, every single person is cranking some metal because that gets them fired up. So we thought, hey, why not give them an anthem to prepare for war?
You know, on a personal level, I'm going to say thank you just because I'm a veteran. And yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. So with that, here we go. Prepare for war.
Does anyone pretend that preparations for resistance against aggression amount to the unleashing of war?
we're back. And I'd like to... What do we got going? Something else weird playing up there that shouldn't be playing. Yeah.
That was not Mechanism.
No, that was not Mechanism. I don't know what it was. Yeah, hey, so much for electronics. they kind of do what they want to do every now and then. There's gremlins in them and stuff like that. But
they're trying to ride your coattails.
They are actually what that was about to pop up. There was another band from your area that I don't know if you've listened to or not that's kind of cool, Voxy. She was about to come on for some weird reason.
Voxy Vallejo?
Yes. Love that girl. And I hear she posted it out on Facebook. She's getting ready to do a Janis Joplin tribute album, which is cool. Anyway, I wanted to say something, and Rachel's got a comment on it too, as far as that song. You know, being in the military myself and looking at all this stuff, I do not support what the governments are doing. The war, I do not support. The troops, the men and the women that got boots on the ground, I support them 100%. The whole idea of war itself and why it's waged and everything else, I'm not cool with that anymore. I mean, it used to be there was a cause, there was a reason, and now it's all economic, and that really bothers the shit out of me. But the people that are over there doing it, the people over there with the boots on the ground that are taking the hits, that are doing this stuff, those are the people I support, each and every individual one of those. And Rachel's got a shout out to some people here, and I want to give that to her.
Just out to my brother, Jeff. He's living down in Texas with his beautiful wife and daughter. And he's in the Army, and he's serving, I want to say, it's like into his ninth year. And unfortunately, come March of 2015, he's going to be medically discharged, which is unfortunate, but fortunate all at the same time, too. So hopefully, maybe I can convince him to listen, and he's got a shout-out.
Yeah, I got one more shout-out. The people, the casualties of war that are often forgotten quite a bit, the wives and the children of these people that are over there, and the husbands. You know,
it's been hard.
The husbands aren't as many of them. I mean, there's definitely more guys in the military than women that are over there with husbands sitting back here. But those spouses and those children that are sitting back here waiting, they're fighting some pretty rough battles on their own, without a doubt, the family members. And a shout out to them, and definitely some love and some heart going their way.
Much love.
For sure. And all those sentiments are definitely reflected from us here in the Mechanism camp.
Well, this is about that time when we usually wrap it down with a whole bunch of songs by the band, and I think that's what we're going to do, Tony, is just wrap this up with a few tracks from you guys and just let them play on till they play out. I want to say thank you so much, bro, for being on here. It's been a pleasure. I've been talking to you for a long time now over Facebook and actually speaking to you, and I can't wait till we get out there this fall and get to meet with you. Rachel and I is going to be coming out there probably around October or so and hang out with you guys, maybe catch a show or two. And, you know, keep the faith, keep on rocking.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much for having me on and for sharing our music out there with everybody. Hopefully some new people got a taste of the mech out there. And it's really been a pleasure being on and hanging out with you guys. I'd just like to say before I take off, if you'd like to know more about Mechanism, you could check everything out, all things Mechanism, on our website, www.mechanismweb.com. Mechanism spelled as it normally is. We don't have any weird letters in there. So it's MECHANISMWEB.com. And you can get at us to our Facebook, or in fact, everybody in the band's personal Facebook. If right at the top of the page, it's got a link to go to there. And I love meeting new people. So if anybody out there wants to like hit me up and get to know me, I'm all for it. Much love to all you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, and keep bringing that out to us. And it's definitely been a pleasure. You have a good night, and a good night to all the people that came along for this journey. You can return your seats to their upright positions now if you so choose. This show's been brought to you by Adventure Whitewater, Yellowstone Cellars and Winery, and Legendary Tattoo. Like to thank you one more time. The journey has ended for tonight. Please see us again next week when we're going to have Magic City Music Group on the show. Have a good night, everybody.